Blog Talk Radio.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and lift off.
Coach on Fire Radio.
I am the tire.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to this Step Up and Speak Out with Trish. I'm Trish Springsteen. I'm a public speaking mentor, coach, and author, and my passion is helping authors, introverts, and advocates to step up and speak out and share their message with those who need to hear it. And this morning in Australia, it is a beautiful, beautiful sunny morning leading up into the last days of autumn, and I hope you're enjoying a lovely balmy night over in America. And don't forget to check in if you want to call in and ask any questions. The number in North America is 646-716-7979, and if it's outside North America, you can follow the link, which was tobtr.com/8897551, and then follow the links to ask your questions or message me, private message me on Facebook, and I'll pick up your questions from there. I am really excited about today's show. Our guest is Kath Walsh. Now, Kath is the proud owner of My Story Retreat, which specializing in massage, meditation, and mind empowerment. Welcome, Kath, to the show. How are you today?
I am absolutely fabulous. Thank you very much, Trish, and thank you for having me.
I am looking forward to speaking with you. We're going to be speaking with Kath soon, and we will learn more about Kath. Now, Kath's going to be sharing with us her story, all her life up to why she's opened up My Story Retreat, but most importantly, she's going to be sharing her experience with suicidal thoughts and how this has led to her views on thought patterns and the human mind. So we will be touching on some rather interesting concepts today in our show. Firstly, before we get into the show proper, I'm going to share with you, as usual, my frequently asked question that has come in. Now, you will remember, if you were listening to my last show, we were talking about impromptu questions. And I shared with you a few things and tips on what to do when faced with that impromptu question. And as I promised, today I'm going to talk to you and share with you the formula for answering impromptu questions. So we talked about how to make sure that you listen, think, clarify, and then answer when someone asks you a question that comes right out of left field. So today I'm going to talk to you how, when you do get to that answering part, how you can do that in a way that will keep you on track, confident, clear, and concise. Because as we all know, when we get asked that question that we're not thinking about or that is very unexpected, what often happens is that we open our mouth, we answer the question, and then because, you know, we find silence is not an easy thing and we're not sure if we have structured our answer correctly, we might then start waffling with our answer. And we'll go down byways and sideways, and we'll get to a point and we'll think, oh no, maybe I've got to give them some more information, and we might start speaking again. And what's happened is that brilliant answer to that impromptu question that would have been absolutely great and showcased your expertise has suddenly got lost in the waffle. So how can we ensure that when we get to that, you know, we've listened, we've thought, we've clarified, we know what we want to say and answer, how can we ensure that our answer is well-structured, clear, and concise? Well, I'm going to share with you a formula that I've been using for many years. And as I say to my mentoring clients, this formula is gold. And what it is PREP. P-R-E-P. Now, P starts, the first P is for this is my point. So you share with them, well, this is what I have to say. This is my point. This is my answer. The second letter is R, and this is your reason. So you can share your point and stop, and you will have answered it. But if you go to the R and say, this is what I believe, because you are now sounding a little bit more credible because you're giving a reason for the answer that you're giving. Now, if we then really want to go and sound believable, which is what we're looking for, to be authentic and genuine and make that connection with our people when we're answering questions, we would go to the E, which is the next letter. And that E stands for explanation or example. So you would say, this is my point because, and then it would be for example or as an explanation. I just was speaking to a client the other day and they told me this happened, or I read this in a book, or this is what I've realized over my years of expertise. So now you're not only sounding credible, you're now sounding believable because you are linking a story, linking some explanation to the reason, to your point. Now, this is where then most people become unstuck, because then they think they have to go and they don't know what to do and how to stop. For many of us, we're not sure how to stop when we're answering our question. So the final letter in the formula is another P, and that is our point. So we restate our point and then we stop. We don't say anything more. Now that formula can be used to answer any impromptu question. It can be used to structure your presentations. It can be used to structure your email, and it can be used to structure your social media posts. It helps you if you start to answer and you're not sure, you get a bit nervous, or you're not sure what you've been saying and where to go with your answer, you can go back and think, oh, yes, I've given my point, I've given my reason, oh, I've got to give an example or some explanations and then my point, and then I'm finished. So it keeps you on track. It helps you to become clear. It makes your answer extremely concise, and you come across very knowledgeable, very confident, and very professional. That's my little tip to you today in answer to that frequently asked question, what is the formula for answering impromptu questions? Now, if you want to know how to expand on that or what happens and how to practice, of course, you can get in touch with me and I'll be happy to help you out. As usual, I will be sharing tips and techniques and strategies each show. So if there is something you would like answered, email me on info@trischel.com.au, and then tune into the next show to hear your answer. I look forward to receiving your questions so I can share my answers and tips and techniques with you. Now it brings me great pleasure to talk and meet our guest, Kath Walsh, the proud owner of My Story Retreat. At My Story Retreat, Kath provides necessary information and guidance to empower your mind, body, and soul. These three areas need to be balanced to promote health and well-being, and Kath helps those interested in growing beyond their current circumstances to be the best they can possibly be. Whether you need more information about the power of positive thinking for your mind and body, or you're interested in our spiritual angel world, Kath is the person to guide you to discover it all within your brilliant self. During the show, Kath's going to share with us her own experience with suicidal thoughts and how she overcame them. There are, as we know, far too many who struggle with this. Hi, Kath. Welcome to the show. I'm so pleased to have you here.
Thank you, Trish, and thank you for having me on again. My pleasure to be here. much.
Okay, Kath. You're coming through just a little bit garbled, so I'm hoping that that is going to improve because we had a really clear before. We'll just move on and hopefully we'll get the clearness coming through. Kath, would you like to share with us a little bit about your story and where it's taken you and how it has come to your opening My Story Retreat? No, we've got a little bit of lag up there. I think we were great at the beginning, but maybe we've got some atmospherical issues. We'll see if we can go along. Just go through and see how you go, Kath.
Yes, I was a very young woman when I got these suicidal thoughts, and it consumed me. It just consumed every part of my daily life. And, of course, it caused distress in my mind. So it continued for a while, and I had really made plans in my life. And I was scared of that. There was another part of me that realized I didn't want to. But this thought was just horrid. So I had distress. And then I seen a big light, which felt like it was in my head, which I was okay with that. And then I went to sleep. All of a sudden, the current came out and I went to sleep. And I woke up the next morning feeling very clear.
Hi, Kath, I'm just going to interrupt you. Hi, Kath, I'm going to interrupt you a bit there because you are coming across extremely garbled. And I really want to hear what you have to say. So what I'm going to ask you to do, Kath, and listeners, just bear with us for a little bit. You know what it's like with technology, and we're coming from Australia. So, Kath, I'm going to ask you if you could just log out completely and then just come back in, and we'll see if that connection will fix you up. Okay? So, Kath, just log out, and I'll welcome you back in. I'll just hang you up, Judy, and then you can. I'll hang you up, and you can come back in again. Okay. Well, Kath is getting back in, and hopefully we are going to be able to connect with her because she has a vitally important message, and I really want to hear it. What I will do with you is share with you my quote for today. Now, my quote is actually based around what we're going to be hearing from Kath, and it comes from Sally Hogshead. And the quote is, "The world is not changed by people who sort of care." Now, isn't that interesting? Sort of caring will get you run over by someone who actually does care. If you sort of care, it's a comfortable place to be, but it's going to lead you to nowhere. Really, people, the world is only changed by people who passionately, relentlessly care, and sometimes unreasonably so. Now, we're going to be speaking about a subject that I care deeply about. We were going to be talking with Kath's thoughts on suicidal thoughts. Now, the reason I care deeply about this, and I will share with you why this is a subject close to my heart. See if I can get Kath in for the moment. We'll see what's happening.
Hi.
Hi, Kath. How are you?
I'm good, sweetheart. How are you?
Ah, great. Thank you very much.
Is that better?
Just much better. Now, I'm just going to share. I'll just get you to start in a second. But what I was going to share with people is why why this particular subject for today's show is close to my heart. And the reason it's close to my heart is in 2007, we lost our son, Craig, to suicide, and that was a very traumatic period in our time of life. So I'm very passionate about speaking with people. I'm very passionate about being there for those people who have been left behind from a circumstance like this, and that's one of the reasons why I'm very interested in Kath coming on the show this morning to share with her her experience and her thoughts. So, Kath, could you just give us a little bit of a background on where you've come from and how you've got to opening My Story Retreat?
Well, yes, I'm from Western Australia in Australia. I'm from a farming background, actually. And my mother was very ill, my sister was very ill, and I went through a period of time I was very ill as well. Nonetheless, I come out the other side, but prior to all of this happening was this, my suicidal thoughts, my personal suicidal thoughts. And it scared me, actually. I like I said before, it just consumed every part of my day and night. What I discovered was when I said to my mind, I don't want to do this, I really don't, things changed in my mind. And I didn't put it all together at that time, but after those thought patterns, I woke up the next morning feeling quite calm and more in control of my life. Then, as I said, I went through a period of feeling very unwell and went to doctors, and there was nothing in there they could actually help me with. Drugs do not help the mind when it's confused or troubled. So I moved on from there, but as I grew through my life, I realised that our thought patterns are very, very powerful. And when we take control of them and look at it properly, we have the power to change them. Now, in saying that, I know that suicide is a horrible, horrible thing to go through, and I realise there's many throughout the world who are suffering from this. And it just makes my heart sad to think that not only those people who have those thoughts, but also their families, are grief-stricken on a daily basis, virtually. And that takes away our joy and happiness. And I do believe the human mind needs to feel its own joy and its own happiness. So I finally decided to open My Story Retreat, which My Story means each of us has a story, whether it's about suicidal thoughts or anything, any problematic issues, we can talk them through within the self and with other people to achieve a better outcome. Because when these suicidal messages, I call them, come through, it does distress the mind. Absolutely. So there's confusion there straight away. I also separate, I say that suicidal thoughts come from our lower self. But our higher self is saying, no, you don't have to do that. This is what I went on to research. What was this? I had this thought of wanting to do it. Then I had this other message that said, you don't need to. You know, I'm beautiful and special, as we all are. In saying that, we have this fantastic ability, and I'm going to go back to it, to change our thoughts. What the suicidal message is actually saying to us is, please kill off those thought patterns that are just about driving you mad and create some new ones. It doesn't actually mean to kill your physical self. After many generations of the human mind, we have collected a lot of really good positive thoughts. Then we've also collected a lot of negative points as well and thought patterns. So it means we do have to work with ourselves and say, what thought patterns serve our highest good? Well, that's any thought pattern that makes us feel good. If we have those, and a lot of us do have those negative thought patterns, well, we can work with ourselves and say, simply, I do not want to keep that thought pattern. I'm going to throw it out. Thereby, we are only keeping what serves our highest good for ourselves first. And everything else works out really, really well. So please, I really say to people, please remember, it's a metaphorical message from the mind. It's just simply saying, and I know I'm saying simply, and I know it's a horrid situation, but it is as simple as that. It is telling you to kill off your old thought patterns to make way for your, to progress into your future. Because with those thought patterns, we're not progressing anywhere. Not while we're haunted by those, that thought pattern. And of course, over time, there has been so many messages, people, I've had them within my own family as well, which is tragic, very tragic. Then we move on to the family members, as you know yourself, Trish. It's a horrible feeling. It's very disempowering. It's heartbreaking. It's usually one of, you know, somebody who's very, very special to us. The thing is, what I'd like to point out to those people who have those thoughts, you're very special too. Every person on this planet is a special human being. And we need to really start getting up close and personal with ourselves and saying, yes, yes, we are. We're special people, all of us. But also remember that the power of the mind is the biggest power we have, with and providing us with an ability to change the thought patterns we don't like. And if I sound like I'm nagging a bit, Trish, I am, because there are many beautiful people I know have left. They're safe back in spirit, but they're missing out on a lot in life. And, of course, the people, their loved ones, are missing out as well. And I would also vehemently advise everybody, please do not medicate those negative thought patterns. It just confuses the mind more. That's another discovery I made. Because then you'll never achieve peace and harmony and that joy and happiness within yourself. What do you think about that, Trish?
Oh, look, I know how passionate you are about this, Kath, and you have some really, I believe, some very good messages from your experience and from what you and the people that you've helped up at the mm-hmm. retreat. Would you like to share a little bit about how you can help family members who suffer with someone with this problem or someone who has this problem? What are some of the things that you've found that works and helps people to get through this?
Well, yes, I have a website that I can be contacted through, or which has all my contact details on there. And I can either physically see people here at my retreat, or I can talk to them online, or even on a phone conversation. The main thing I do is help people to actually realise that, yes, they feel like they've come to a dead-end road, and that's what those thoughts make you feel like you're at a dead-end road and there's nowhere else to go. I help them to see that there is plenty they can do. There's plenty in their life once they remove those thought patterns. I will also try to help them to see that their life isn't as bad as it seems. There is just this block. It's like a real big block. Remember what I said, there's many generations of thought patterns. A lot of these negative ones get so big, they just tend to block the mind up. And we feel that we can't progress. I help them to see they can progress and do anything their heart desires once these negative patterns are removed. And then that opens the door up. So that's what I call empowerment. It empowers the mind to be the best it can be at all times. And then it also teaches everybody, Trish, that they have full control over their mind and what their mind holds onto, and they can do that themselves, all by themselves eventually. But I do help them to reach that point where anything that is negative is offensive to the mind, and we will remove it. So it's having a lot of power within the self to say, you know what, I do have control over my own mind, and I'm going to remove these thoughts because they don't make me feel good. We all need to achieve feeling good. Then we just climb higher and higher after that, and the world is our oyster then. Now, I know there's a lot of, I must add too, with a lot of suicidal thoughts, of course, there comes depression. So that's, I deal with that all in there, in those treatments or talks. Because it is our responsibility. Our mind in each personal being is ours to take control of and use it for our best outcome at all times. So, yes, it's done here at the retreat, Trish, or by phone or email. Anyway, I've got a pure chat line on my website. All of those are attainable. And, yes, we do spend some nice time. I've got other nice people that help here, but for this problem, I deal with it myself personally.
And it is very powerful. I know you thought you were just pushing through there about empowering the mind to be the best to be
it can be
at all times, and the full control of our mind. That is extremely powerful. It's not just sort of powerful with the topic that we're speaking about today, but it actually flows over to everything else that you want to do.
Absolutely, love. It will work in every area of your life, mind, body, and soul.
And that's what we need today, isn't it? Because today we've sort of lost some of that connection, haven't we?
We have, Trish. And, you know, the human mind, like I said earlier, the human mind over time, like we're talking many, many generations of however many years the human mind has been working, I suppose, is a better way of saying that. We've collected a lot of information, a lot of good information, and then there's a lot of what I call rubbish information. We don't need it. That's the sort of stuff that blocks the mind up. But, yes, we're new at the human mind, Trish. We haven't. We're only, like, if say if we could measure the human mind to be, say, 10 foot, just hypothetical, we're only like a couple of inches into it. The human mind is very, very new, and we need to start realising the things we're talking about today. Understand what your mind is saying to you, because there's also the world of dreams where we receive metaphorical messages. This one is a very negative one, of course, and a lot of people read their dreams as negative when actually they're a positive guideline of a metaphorical type. So there's all those sort of things, but this one here is definitely misunderstood. So, yes, when we know that we have the power to change our own lives, Trish, isn't that amazing?
Oh,
that is just truly amazing to say we don't have to go and hide from anybody. You know, when I was going through those thoughts, I actually thought people could hear them. They were that loud in my – I thought people could hear them. And I was starting to not want to be around people. Then I thought it would show, in, you know, on my body as well, because my energy, my physical body's energy was different as well, because I was retreating backwards but not knowing what to do with it initially. But then once it cleared up, it took me a while to still work it out after many years. But the first thing I noticed is I had the power to do something about it, even if it was asked somebody I couldn't see for help, yeah, which I realised that was my angel world. And that's another interesting world too. And they speak metaphorically to us as well. So once we get a better handle on it, like we're starting to now, I really believe the world is starting to look for something else. Look for that control over their own mind, or look for those positive answers. And the power of the positive mind is like no other. And that helps us to grow past these types of things. So as much as I feel for the people who have left, we still need to attend to the people who are here and for those who continue to have these thoughts. And we can help them change their world, which then helps to change the whole human race's world, if you like. Yeah.
Well, imagine what we could do, what life would be like if we really took control of that power that's lying just outside our reach. If we really took control of that and applied it, imagine what our world would be like. I wanted to ask you, John. Yeah. I wanted to ask you, we know that this is in today's world, this is a sad reality, that there is a higher and higher increase of suicides, of depression, of the world being pulled down by our thoughts. In your view, what do you think is causing this? Why is this coming about now?
Well, the human mind grows in levels. Yeah, so we get like chunks, I call it, actually, just to keep it simple. So again, going back to when the human mind actually began, we've just been doing it on this evolutionary journey, and that's what it is. We're evolving. So as each generation has passed, we have collected all this stuff. And in a lot of eras, it was a lot of exciting stuff too. There's been a lot of sadness and, as you know, killings and, you know, all that very negative stuff. We can go, don't want to go into that too much. So now we get to the year 2006. The mind is full, absolutely full. And I think a lot of people think you can't fill the mind up. Well, we can. You know, there's another thing, Trish, talking about full mind. We've heard over time that there's no cure for the cold. There's not, because it's a natural mind process that we go through. When the mind is a little bit too, like got a little bit of rubbish in it, our intelligence says, you don't need a lot of this stuff, let it go. Now, and that comes away in phlegm, you know, like the, you know, when you get the head full, cold and all that sort of stuff. So again, we're not getting a lot of things that we really need to start getting now, yes, because the word cold, it says it right there, it says old. It's old stuff that the mind doesn't need anymore. So hence we move forward, yes, and there's a lot of a side of it. The suicidal thoughts, there's the depression that goes with it, because you don't feel normal. You just don't feel normal, and you're haunted by it all the time. Why it's happening is we're not actually clearing the mind out. We just keep going each generation, and we keep adding to it and adding to it. We need to start being a little bit more accountable for what we hold in the mind.
Okay.
I simply say to people when they say that is, you have the privilege and the power to change those thought patterns, throw them out. If you don't like them, throw them out. Some people do really willingly, actually, and others will be a little bit scared because it's like they're in their comfort zone and they're used to being there. And I'd like to say, please know that you don't have to stay there.
Yeah, that's good.
It's like having you know, when you go to clean your wardrobe out, Trish, you think, oh, how did I collect all this? But you know you've got to go through it because you can't add any more to it or it's going to be a real big mess. So it's similar to that. And again, I think it's held in place, and I'm going to sound a little pointed here, but drugs don't help it. Mm-hmm. Drugs do not help the mind settle. It may initially calm the person. It's not going to fix the problem. We all need to get used to the fact that we have the privilege and power to change our personal thought patterns for the better.
And we just might hold it there while we're thinking about changing our thought patterns for the better. I will be back with you in a couple of seconds, Kat. I just want to remind people, if any of those listening, if you've got a question for Kath today, if you're in North America, you can call in on 646-716-7979 and pose your question for Kath. If you have logged in outside North America and you're listening live on tobtr.com/8897551, follow the links and leave a message, or you can private message me on Facebook and I'll pass your message to Kath. We are speaking with Kath Walsh. Kath is the proud owner of My Story Retreat, and Kath has been sharing with us her experiences and her thoughts on suicidal thoughts and where we are at with the power of our mind in today's world. And I wanted to come back to you, Kath, on something that you just mentioned, and I'd like to pick it up. The fact that we often have a physical reaction to what may be occurring in our mind. And we don't pick up on the fact that that physical reaction is alerting us to something that we need to do in our thought processes. And what often happens is we dive in and we treat the physical reaction rather than looking to see what is that indicating to us. Have you got some thoughts on that, Kat?
Well, yes, that's another thing I do at My Story Retreat, love, is I help people to read their bodies. So for any aches and pains, but we'll stick with aches and pains, just the normal, what a lot of us get. That's the mind alerting us to there's some dis-ease. It's not disease, it's dis-ease of the mind. So the mind says, it manifests in our body, and the mind is saying, can you please help me to heal that part of your vessel? You know, this body of ours carries us through a whole lifetime, Trish, and we need to keep it, you know, fit and healthy. So, yes, that's the other thing I do here, and that works a treat. No need for drugs. No need for too much confusion. But you do, this is the other thing. Some people don't like to do this, but they do need to do some work themselves. Talk to their mind. Have a meeting with the self every now and then. As in, treat ourselves with the utmost respect. Not all of us do that. But, yes, that manifestation of pain or, yes, the mind will drop it into the body. And then we learn how to read it because we have a masculine side and a feminine side. That makes it sometimes a little bit tricky. But once people understand that concept of how we're made up and the right and left brain thinking, it all just starts to open up and make so much more sense of the power that each of us do have. So, yes, that's another area. And it's a very, very important one, Trish. Yes.
Bringing this back, how can recognizing this and being aware of this, what can we do for ourselves, specifically in treating our suicidal thoughts to start with and then maybe other things? So what can we do for ourselves?
Well, again, when you come to somebody like me regarding this point, I will help you to change all your thought patterns. It really is, Trish, a matter of having the courage, finding the courage, and we've all got some courage somewhere, to change. It's called changing our mind. We don't like what direction our thought pattern is taking us. We stop and we say to ourselves, I don't like this. I don't like how it makes me feel. Okay, what are we going to do about it then? So you reach out to somebody like me, although there are healers all over the world who should be able to help with this, although I haven't heard anybody mentioning that they agree with what I'm saying. But the clientele that I've spoke to about this and said, you are not to kill yourself, sweetheart, you or mate. You are to just change your thought pattern, because the mind is asking you to do that. They have thrived, Trish. They have just grown. Because, again, we've been taught to believe everything the mind says, but by somebody else. There's been no, what are your personal thoughts and how did you get them and where did you get them from, or that type of thing. We need to talk to each other more. We need to talk to, actually, I've got to say, the world of healers is the best outcome, because there's lots of freedom in there and there's no medications or, you know, limitations. The human mind is quite limited, mentally limited in a lot of areas. We need to open that up now. We really do, because this problem, just this suicide problem, is massive, globally massive. But then when you look at sickness, it's a global problem too. So I think people have to say, why are we so sick? Why do we get sick? And I say to them, we arrived on planet Earth without anybody else. We said we're going to be born to planet Earth and we arrived. That's magic in itself, like the embryonic seeds and we put them together and they start to grow. I think that in itself is just a magic point. So if we're from another sphere of the universe, why do we get so sick? These are questions I think people should start asking themselves. And if they are unwell, because it's a matter of balancing mind, body and soul. And it's very empowering to do that too. The sickness then starts, it just doesn't happen after a while, because you just get used to feeling good. And you go, I have the power within myself to progress forward in my life how I choose. That to me is power. But I think people have to start, instead of going, oh, I'm sick and accepting that, to say, why am I sick though? What is it? What's doing that to me? That all boils back to energy imbalance as well. Because if the mind, body and soul are not balanced, your energy field in your body is not either. So therefore, I think you might have heard the saying, you are what you attract. So then you will attract, you know, if you're on a negative energy level, you're going to attract the negative. You're on a positive one. But when the mind is thinking positively and you're working in conjunction with the mind and body, like with meditation, it could be yoga, it could be Tai Chi, anything like that, but meditation is a great, great tool. We can work with ourselves and say, it's like not to panic. The other thing is too, a lot of people panic in those places too, Trish, when they're feeling unwell. And that makes their condition worse. So just relax, especially the people who are having terrible thoughts. May I say to them that they're very special people and they can take control of that too and just go, I'm a special human being. I choose not to be weak or ill at ease or full of disease, and I'm going to change this. With no drugs or anything like that. And look around and go, look where I am, look what I've got. Instead of looking at what we don't have and just that, you know, the unhappiness and all that sort of thing. Because these type of thoughts cause, it's like a black cloud. And so you can't see much. But if we can touch anybody today and just get them to all their families and just empower them and say, you're better than this. And you're going to have a beautiful life. Let's have a look around at what you do have. We're so used to looking, Trish, at what we don't have. And and I know that doesn't help a lot initially, but keep impregnating those positive thoughts into your mind and it will override all those negatives. Absolutely, that's without a doubt.
So it takes time. It takes commitment.
Yes, it does.
And it takes involvement of those around in the whole family. So what would be one or two things that you could say would be vitally important that people could start with to care about those who are around them, to
the family
identify that?
Yeah, the families, it's a terrible situation for them too.
What would be one or two things?
I know. It's just difficult because they're in such a vulnerable state, the people thinking these people, of course, which then spreads to the families. I would, firstly, every discussion or comment made would be something positive about them, actually. And the information that we've just shared now, you do not have to physically kill yourself. Let that information spread through. They just need to kill off old thought patterns. You know, you can go online, Trish, and you can put in affirmations.com. You can get thousands of them. They can download them, and even if that person reads them, just starts reading. Say if they don't believe totally, they can start reading them. It's putting positive thoughts into the mind, which then eventually will push those negatives out. But I do believe the most empowering thing is to let the person know that they are special and they don't have to stay there and that everybody loves them, but they won't. I would personally not let them talk about their thoughts, their suicidal thoughts, because they're damaging and they're harmful. So just the positive thought, affirmations, go for a walk out in the fresh air. Go and hang with really people who really love you and care for you. That's the family included, by the way. They need support as well, Trish.
Yeah.
They need support as well. So there's that group thing, and I do help families who suffer with this. Very welcome to come through where I can chat to them. But please all remember that it is a vulnerable place. You can get very emotional. But if everybody sticks to that baseline of we love you, we want to keep you here because you're special, that's going to do something. That's going to change something, Trish. And I know when I've said it to people, it does change them. They're actually shocked when I say it to them. They look and I think they've got so low, they don't even think they're valuable or worthy. They're just as valuable and worthy as every other human being on the planet. So it's trying not to keep talking about those thoughts because that's keeping the thoughts alive, Trish.
Mm.
We need to just say, okay, don't like that. I love you as whether it's a daughter or, you know, like a child or a friend, but also those people need to empower themselves too because they're
basically
affecting them.
Yeah. We're believing in them until they can believe in themselves.
Absolutely, knock all the negative talk out. Just knock it all out. And I know that seems a little bit maybe not doable at first, but if, say, a family has a meeting and say, look, we want to help you. The person is scared. That's why they're staying there, because they're scared of their own thoughts, Trish. Isn't that sad? They're scared of their own thoughts. And just say, look, we're going to have once a week we're going to sit down and do that. Every day we're going to do this, but once a week we're going to have that bigger meeting and see how you feel then, because we're not going to let you do this. Now, I know it's their choice as well, but you'll convince that person that they're loved. You know, love is the key, Trish. Pure, unconditional love is the key to all of us growing beyond our present circumstances. And I know that sounds a little bit too easy at the moment with all the problems we have, but if we're going to heal this world or balance that world, we've got to start somewhere.
Let me just put something to you. If love's the key, what are your thoughts where you've got a family where there is love, there is a lot of love there, and the love is flowing out and back, but suddenly... Mm-hmm. You wake up one morning and that person's not there and there's been no indications. So how can we help the people
I know. Thank you, Trish. That's a really hard one, and that then we have to be very accepting that we do all, and it's not an easy one, Trish, at all, but we all do have the choice of what we do with our personal lives or personal physical beings, yes. That goes then to the family. What I what I say to my, and I have to say the mothers do suffer, the mothers and fathers, but the mothers mainly, because we're the nurturers, we want to know what we missed. We missed something. What did we miss? So we tend to feel bad and guilty about that. I have a cousin who lost her son as well to suicide, and I'm very proud of her now. It's been a little few years down the track. She's doing well now. I can see it in her eyes, though, Trish, before, and I would presume you would have gone through it too. What did I miss? Why couldn't I help my son or daughter? Why didn't they come to me? Because the fear is too great in there. That voice is so real to them, Trish, that they believe that is a personal message that they have to obey. They must obey it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this thing of we've been obeying. The word obey has been in lots of things all over time because there's followers and leaders in the world, yes? So, yes, they tend to believe that they have to obey that voice. Because it's quite, I remember back to mine, it was very authoritative.
Mm.
And it was helping me plan. But I'm just such chicken, I call it, excuse me, chicken shit. Yeah, really a bit fearful of that sort of stuff, and I didn't want to leave. I was a little bit more on a higher level of spiritualism, maybe. Nonetheless, that period of time was horrid, and I felt I had a right to give that message, what it was asking of me.
Yeah.
But then my fear got too great, actually. So fear is sometimes a good thing. It can spur you on, or do you see what I'm saying? Spur you away from that.
Yeah.
Or take you into it.
Mm.
So my message, honestly, whoever I've spoke to, did I get away from that too much then?
No, that's okay. I know where you were going with that.
It is sad about the family's loss, but they are so scared in there, darling, that they don't. That they feel again. It is really that authoritative voice that they. And of course, in that saying that they've lost all insight to the world they're in, you know. And again, it could be that they're in a very, very bad space. You know, you see a lot of our farmers committing suicide now. That is just a horrid situation. Now, I can easily say to them, you need to change either where you live or your whole situation, but that's not easily doable, you see. So there's that horrid emotion that their whole life's ended, but then their whole life is farming. And they feel helpless. And so that's it. As much as I'm saying what I'm saying, I realise it's a bit difficult. Nonetheless, in that area, I do believe the government should go in to help them a lot quicker, actually, so they don't get to that stage. So again,
but we can't
message. Sorry,
I say we can't actually control what the government's going to be doing, but I can understand where you're going with that. Mm.
And there's all sorts of reasons for depression and the suicidal thoughts, all sorts. And we don't have time to go into that today. But whoever's
keen. No, we're getting out of time.
Whoever's keen, they can contact me. If they're in America, there are healers there who can help them. With this information, I think if they worked with it themselves, they could still achieve something a lot better than where they are.
And I think with those who, that situation we've just been discussing, perhaps if we had things in place, meditation, affirmation, more concepts on knowing our mind and changing our mind, for those who are really in that space, maybe if we can get to them before they get into that space and we don't have that happening.
Well, prevention is the best medicine, isn't it, Trish?
Absolutely.
Yes,
okay.
But I think learning how to work the mind is very exciting, by the way, to anybody who thinks it's not. It is once you get in there and start. It is really like cleaning the wardrobe, sort it all out, keep what's good, throw out what's not, and then you're the doorway to your future open.
Absolutely.
To whatever you choose it to be.
Mm. There's so much power there and so much that we can choose to be. We're going to be finishing up shortly. Before you go, I'd just like to ask a couple of quick questions. One, who's been an inspiration for you on your journey?
Trish, I have grown through so many experiences with so many people involved in it. It would be hard to say. But I hope this doesn't sound horrid. Me.
Go ahead.
I've impressed
you.
Me. Yes, I did, with many, many people to help me along my journey. I couldn't to this point.
I'm very impressed with that. Very impressed, because you've got to be to a certain part in your life. And to be honest, to say that you've looked back on your journey and seen what you've been able to overcome and then realised that you're the person that's done that, that's a very valid comment. And congratulations, Kath, to be able to look back
and see
where you've come from.
And that's another thing. I congratulate myself every day, and everybody else should, just for being alive, love, just for being a human being who's alive on planet Earth. Yeah. And we need to start thinking more about that.
We do. We need to be acknowledging who we are and acknowledging the achievements we've got. Because if we actually acknowledge the good things that we've done each day, acknowledge the person we are and how special we are, then those thoughts that come into our mind have a harder time to stay when we're thinking about how well we are, how good we are, what we've accomplished, who we've touched today. And it could be just little things.
Absolutely, Trish, and that makes people, sometimes it can be the smallest, it can be one word, it can be a sentence, it can just be smiling at somebody. It makes people feel valuable, as they're, like they're somebody rather than nobody. So to all the people who think, you know, bad thoughts, like we're talking about, you're better than that, and you're a special human being. Yeah,
how
and you can achieve great things. We don't
how
do it enough,
can.
Trish. We don't, love.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, just think about, you know, listeners, think about how many times you walk down the street. How often do you see people smiling, or are they so wrapped up?
No, they're not. They're too busy. We get too busy. Before I go, there's 3 points I've written down, love, that I'd
make
like
them quick,
to.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And to understand your mind's messages to enable you to be your mind's best friend first. You have positive control over your mind if you so choose. And trust that your mind will provide you with your truth when necessary.
Ah, 3 powerful messages. Just repeat those again for me.
Okay. Learn to understand your mind's messages to enable you to be your mind's best friend first. You have positive control over your mind if you so choose, and trust that your mind will provide you with your truth when necessary.
I think they are three very valuable things that our listeners can take away from today's presentation. And my last question for you is, and really sort of off topic, but it's one that's always dear to my heart. And actually, the 3 things that you've said, I think, actually plays into that. What do you think makes a great speaker and why?
Oh, great speakers got passion.
Yeah.
Passion to get messages out there of all descriptions. And speakers change the world.
Absolutely.
Speakers can change the world, and we're getting more of those too, don't you believe? Oh, you're a brilliant one to start us, but there's more out there, isn't there?
Yes, there is, Kath, and thank you for that. And I think if people took on board the 3 messages you've left and then had the courage to step up and speak about their journeys, their stories, their passions, then imagine how many people they could be touching. Like you've done today, you stepped up and had the courage to speak about your thoughts. And they may not be ones that are congruent with everybody in the world, but this is your passion. This is what you have come to and your understanding, and you're stepping up and sharing it. And what you've said today could be touching many people out there. And I think that's what we need to have.
I hope it is. We're all very special, darling. Thank you very much. But yes, we can change the world. But see, their story becomes my story. That's why I called my business my story. We all got one, darling, and it's very powerful when we start sharing with those 3 points. Yes, absolutely.
Thank you very much, Kath. Round that up. I really appreciate your being with us today and sharing your thoughts. Now, if you need more assistance and you would like more information on what Kath has been sharing, you can contact her at www.mystory.com. retreat, retreat.com.au. For anybody that needs assistance, if we touched you with something or stirred up something, please contact your local help agency in Australia. Don't forget you can contact Beyond Blue and Lifeline, but also you can also contact CAP. I've enjoyed speaking to CAP today. I'm Trish Springsteen. I'm a public speaking mentor, coach and author. I help you to step up and speak out. You can contact me on info@trishell.com.au. Please connect with me on my Facebook page, Trishell Innovative Communication Training. And you can contact me on my website, trishspringsteen.com. And for all those who are in San Francisco, I am actually going to be there on the 27th of June. I am delighted to say that I have won two awards for the Women World Awards, and I will be in San Francisco attending an awards dinner on that date. So maybe we can catch up if there's anybody that wishes to catch up. I have been delighted today to be speaking with Kath Walsh. We've been exploring some really very interesting concepts about the power of the mind, to how to empower your mind, your body and your soul, and to be the best that you can be. I'll speak with you in my next show. Until then, have an awesome day, an awesome evening, and think about where you want to be in your life. And don't forget to smile at people. See you later.
See you, Trish.
I can do anything. I can reach any goal today. I can do what I want. I can be what I want to be.
Coach on Fire Radio.